Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma, Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. So we were talking about how we are able to have that financial sustainability and the importance of us doing something and not being lazy and all these other things. And then I said that there were these recommendations of how we need to be independent. A man said to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, Wallahi, by Allah, I swear by God, Inna lanatlubu dunya. We seek this dunya. We pursue this dunya. Wa nuhibbu an nu'taha faqal. And we love for something to come out of it. We love money to come to us. We love dunya to come to us. Faqal, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam qal, tuhibbu an tasna biha madha. What do you want with this money? You know, what are you going to do with this? You know, you're saying that you love all this stuff. What do you want to do with it? قال, this person said, أعود بها على نفسي وعيالي وأصل بها. I'm going to use this money to preserve myself and my family members. And then I am also going to use it for صلة الرحم, أصل بها, to make sure that I observe my kin. وَأَتَصَدَّقُ بِهَا, and I also pay charity with it. وَأَحُجُّ, and I do hajj with it. وَأَعْتَمِرُ, and I do umrah with it. So I love money because I'll be able to spend money for myself, be independent. I'll be able to spend money for my family, give them what it is that they need as far as their sustenance is concerned. I'll be able to take care of my kin, my relatives, my cousins, my family. I'll be able to pay charity. I'll be able to go to Hajj. I'll be able to go to Umrah. And then Imam Sadiq salamullahi alayhi, he says, "Laysa hadha talabu dunya." This is not the case of pursuing dunya. You're not pursuing dunya. This is not the case of talabu dunya. Hadha talabul akhirah. This is you pursuing akhirah. And I think that is enough of a way of us understanding that not just because you are asking for money or you are working doesn't mean that you are doing something bad. Absolutely not. What are the elements of how we are able to gain money? We have the spiritual elements and then we have the material elements. Spiritual elements, or the spiritual ways of gaining money. There are many things Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam that have said that if you do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you money, that will give you rizq, that will give you financial support. How many good things you are able to do just with having money. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, أَنَّ أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ Imam Ali, peace be upon him, أَعْتَقَى أَلْفَ مَمْلُوكًا مِنْ كَدِّي يَدِهِ Imam Ali was able to emancipate, to free 1,000 slaves from his own work. مِنْ كَدِّي يَدِهِ From the results of his own work, the financial results, the financial outcome of his own work, he used and spent on freeing 1,000 slaves. That's not dunya, that's akhirah. So you are working all day, every day, for your family, wonderful. For Hajj, wonderful. For Umrah, wonderful. For your extended family, wonderful. For yourself, wonderful. For charity, wonderful.
آیت الله جوادی آملی, the author of the book مفاتیح الحیات, the keys of life.
این مفاتیح باید دو جلد باشه, چندین سال این حرف گفته میشه.
This book مفاتیح ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است, چه فرون نماز و ثواب داره, فرون روزه هم باشه.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درخت کاری اینجا کم ثواب داره, دعا هم داره, ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره, همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment.
There are many lessons
of the book
by those prophets. And
eat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Coming back to this issue that we mentioned, Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli says that other than the natural kind of ways, the material ways of gaining money, which is through working, through manufacturing, as we had mentioned, you know, through investment, there are the spiritual ways as well. And we did mention that there are a few ways of you being able to get money. The more you give, as we said, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give back to you. He says, number one, he says, sadaqah. Tasaddaqu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi says, tasaddaqu, pay sadaqah. فَإِنَّ الصَّدَقَ تَزِيدُ فِي الْمَالِ كَثْرَةً, because sadaqah is going to increase in the abundancy of your money. Number two, being a trustworthy person, an amin person. الْأَمَانَ تَجْلُبُ الْغِنَى وَالْخِيَانَةُ تَجْلُبُ, and betrayal. Being trustworthy brings about richness, and betrayal, تَجْلُبُ الْفَقْرِ, brings about poverty. Number three, marriage. إِنْ يَكُونُ فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِهِمِ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, as the verse says, and we've mentioned that before. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he says, تَزَوَّجُ النِّسَاءَ, marry women, فَإِنَّهُنَّ يَأْتِينَ بِالْمَالِ, because the marriage to this woman will bring you money, will bring you risk from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number four is الْقَوْلُ الْحَسَنُ, saying good, saying something good, saying something kind, saying something nice. Imam al-Sajjad, salamullahi alayhi, he says, الْقَوْلُ الْحَسَنُ يُثْرِ الْمَالِ وَيُنْمِ الرِّزْقِ, that a good statement will enrichen your wealth and will expand and will grow your rizq, your sustenance. The last long point that Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli gives is the spiritual side of you expanding in your wealth and money comes through tahara, being in the state of wudu, not only inner tahara but outer tahara. Someone came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi complaining to him about not having enough rizq. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he said to him, adim al-tahara yadum alayka al-rizq. فَفَعَلَ الرَّجُلُ ذَٰلِكَ فَوُسِّعَ عَلَيْهِ الرِّزْقِ, and that man did that. He stayed in the state of purity. He stayed in the state of tahara, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him rizq. Again, we need to remember that it's really, really bad and negative for a person to be lazy. And I mentioned that hadith, and let me read it here now. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he says, إِنِّي لَأَبْغَضُ الرَّجُلْ فَاغِرًا فَاهُ إِلَىٰ رَبُّهُ يَقُولُ رُزُقْنِي وَيَتْرُكَ الطَّلَبُ, I hate a man who opens his mouth towards the sky praying, Oh Allah, grant me sustenance. Oh Allah, give me rizq. And he's not doing anything about it. Tariq al-Talab, he's not doing anything about it. We'll continue on in the next episode, inshaAllah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-Tahirin.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There Was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.